All right, back to the $64,000 question.
Pitanje 60,000 dolara.
Upon what basis does the apostle announce the change of typology between Leviticus and Hebrews?
Na kojoj osnovi se zasniva promjena tipologije?
Yes.
On the Old Testament.
She wins the $64,000. Yes.
Ona je dobila 64,000 dolara.
All right.
I'm not alone. She'll divide to three.
All right, good. We'll try to go home and raise that money and send to you here.
Poslaću ti pare.
All right. But this is the point I want to make very clear.
Ali ovo je poenta jasna.
There are a couple of changes between the type and the antitype.
Postoji promjena između tipa i antitipa.
But this is not the genius of the apostle to make those changes.
Ali nije apostolski genije napravio te promjene.
It is already there in the Old Testament.
Već postoji tamo u Starom zavetu.
And the apostle is simply announcing the change that was already announced in the Old Testament.
A apostol samo objavljuje promjenu koja je već postala.
And so part two of the $64,000 question.
Drugi deo pitanja 60,000 dolara.
Where in the Old Testament was it announced that this change would take place in the priesthood?
Gde je objavljena ta promjena?
Psalm
110.
110. That's
exactly right. Okay. Tačno, Psalm 114.
Now we have to put here the whole psalm.
Ceo psalam je važan.
Because the psalm starts out with the introduction.
Jer psalam ima uvod.
Says a psalm of David.
Kaže Davidov psalam.
Mizmor la David. A psalm belonging to David.
Psalam koji pripada Davidu, la David.
So David's writing.
Davidovi spisi.
And what does David say?
Šta kaže David?
The Lord said to my Lord.
Gospod kaže Gospodu mom.
So there are two lords above David.
Dva gospoda iznad Davida.
Which we interpret as the father and the son.
Mi kažemo otac i sin.
Yahweh and his Messiah.
Jahve i njegov Mesija.
So right there in the beginning we know that this one that is mentioned later is not just human but it's going to be divine.
Dakle, ovo što je posle spomenuto, nije samo ljudski element, nego i božanski. To je Gospod, vidite, Davida.
And if he is divine, by definition, he's sinless.
Ha, ako je božanski, onda je po definiciji bez greha.
Because God is without sin in scripture.
Jer Bog nema greha.
And then in verse 4, we have this statement that the Father makes to the Son.
A onda tu je četvrti stih.
You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Kaže sinu, ti si sveštenik doveka po redu Melkizedeku.
So here is a change between the Levitical priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood.
Tu je promjena od levitskog prema Melkizedekovom sveštenstvu.
Why that change?
Zašto ta promjena?
What was Melchizedek that the Levite was not?
Šta je bio Melkizedek što leviti nisu bili?
Yeah, he was king as well as priest.
Da, bio je car kao i sveštenik.
Levi could not adequately represent someone who was priest king.
Leviti nisu dakle mogli da predstave nekog ko je sveštenik car.
And so Psalm 110 announces that the type will be changed to include the king as well as the priest in one person.
Psalm 110 je onda objavljuje nekog cara sveštenika.
And it will not just be a human priest, but it will be a divine
ne ljudskog sveštenika, božanskog cara sveštenika.
And the epistle, the apostle, does this exegesis in Hebrews chapter 10.
I u Jevrejima 10 tu postoji egzegeza, ta analiza.
I'm sorry, Hebrews, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hebrews 7.
Dakle, Jevrejima 7, a ne 10.
Verse 17, he quotes from this text.
17. Stih citira.
You are a priest forever according to the order of
Melchizedek.
And then in verse 21, he quotes from this text again.
Onda opet citira taj tekst.
And he draws the implications that we have just drawn here.
A implikacije su one koje smo prikazali na tabli.
So the change in the typology is based upon the Old Testament announcement.
Promjena je dakle zasnovana na objavi iz Starog zaveta.
A change based on the imagination of the apostle.
Ne samo promjena mašte dakle apostola.
All right, part 3 of the $64,000 question.
Treći deo pitanja od $64,000.
What Old Testament text is the support for this change of the sacrifice?
Gdje je starozavetni tekst koji je potvrda za ovo?
All right, again from the Psalms, this time Psalm 40.
Isto Psalm 40, dakle.
Verses 6 to 8.
And this, I was getting ahead of the story, this is exegeted in Hebrews chapter 10.
A ovo je egzegeza u 10. glavi.
This psalm moves from the local level up in the middle of the psalm to the messianic level.
Lokalnog nivoa pred sredini psalma univerzalni nivo počinje.
And it describes the announcement of the pre-incarnate Son of God when he's ready to come into this world.
A to je objava preutelovljenog Hrista koji je spreman da dođe na ovaj svet.
And what does he say?
Šta on kaže?
Sacrifice and offering you have not desired.
Žrtava nisi hteo.
That's finished.
Završeno.
Behold, I come.
Evo mene.
I am the sacrifice in place of the animal sacrifice.
Tada rekoh, evo dođu, to je 7. i 10. glave.
And so the apostle recognizes this exegesis of Psalm 40.
I apostol prepoznaje tu egzegezu 40. psalma.
All of the sacrifices of the Old Testament coalesce, they come together in the one sacrifice of Jesus.
Sve žrtve Starog zaveta pronalaze svoj smisao u Isusovoj žrtvi.
Daily sacrifices,
dnevne žrtve,
festival sacrifices,
praznične žrtve,
even the Day of Atonement sacrifice,
čak i dan pomirenja, njegova
žrtva, even the sacrifice of the red heifer,
čak i crvene junice žrtva.
All of them are fulfilled in the one sacrifice of Jesus.
U jednoj žrtvi Hristove.
And this is the point that is made here in these verses of Hebrews 10.
A to je poenta u Jevrejima 10.
So my conclusion regarding the book of Hebrews.
Zaključak iz Jevrejima.
So far, we have one more thing we have to discuss.
Do sada imamo još jednu stvar koju treba da razložimo.
Is that the book of Hebrews is not in contradiction with the Old Testament picture.
Da knjiga Jevrejima nije u protivurečna starozavetnoj slici.
The book of Hebrews does not describe Jesus immediately starting the Day of Atonement at the time of his ascension.
Ona ne opisuje Isusa koji odmah počinje dan pomirenja čim se vazne.
All of the sacrifices, yes, were fulfilled at the cross.
Sve žrtve, da, one su se ispunile na krstu.
There was a change in that typology.
Postojala je promjena u toj tipologiji.
Based upon the Old Testament.
Zasnovana na starom zavetu, na toj objavi.
But when Jesus went back to heaven, he went to inaugurate the heavenly sanctuary.
Ali kada se Isus vratio na nebo, on je inaugurisao nebesku svetinju.
And in the time of the epistle, Jesus was doing his daily ministry, his intercessory ministry in the heavenly sanctuary.
U vreme poslanica, Isus u stvari vrši tu dnevnu žrtvu, dnevnu službu.
And the judgment was still future.
A sud još uvijek bio budućnost.
Investigative and executive judgment,
istražni i izvršni,
of God's professed people,
Božjeg naroda koji veruje.
Now I've saved the hardest one for last, the hardest problem for last.
Najteži problem sačuvao sam za kraj.
And we can't skip over this problem.
Ne možemo ga izostaviti.
Because several times in the book of Hebrews,
jer nekoliko puta u Jevrejima poslanici,
we read that Jesus, upon his ascension, sat down at the right hand of the Father.
Isus je prilikom vaznesenja seo s desne strane Otcu.
We find it right there at the very beginning, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3.
Treći stih prve glave.
And we find it several more times throughout the book.
Nekoliko puta još to pronalazimo u knjizi.
Where was the Father?
Gde je bio Otac?
If he sits down, the right hand of majesty on high, sits down on the throne of God. Where is that throne?
On je seo na presto, a gde je taj presto?
What represented the throne in the Old Testament sanctuary?
Šta je predstavljalo u Starom zavetu presto?
The ark, right?
Kovčeg zaveta, zar ne?
And so that's in what part of the sanctuary?
To vam pokazuje gde je Otac bio.
The Holy of Holies.
Svetinja nad svetinjama.
So if Jesus went back to heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father,
vratio na nebo i seo s desne strane Otca,
then he sat down in the Holy of Holies.
Seo je u svetinji nad svetinjama.
But then we already said that his work that he was doing was intercessory ministry.
Ali već smo rekli da je posrednička služba bila u pitanju.
Which is a holy place ministry.
To je služba u svetinji, u prvom odeljenju.
So this is seems like an inner inconsistency within the book of Hebrews itself.
Kao da sama knjiga Jevrejima nije konzistentna.
And our critics have been very quick to point out what seems to be to them very ludicrous, very crazy about Adventist doctrine.
Kritičari su ovo naglašavali kao nešto što je suludo u adventističkoj doktrini.
They say you have the Father in the Holy of Holies.
Kaže imate Oca u svetinji nad svetinjama.
For 1800 years.
1800 godina.
And you have Jesus in the holy place for 1800 years doing the holy place ministry.
A Isus imate 1800 godina u prvom odeljenju.
Are you really think the Father and the Son were separated for 1800 years?
Stvarno mislite da su Otac i Sin razdvojeni 1800 godina bili?
What do you think?
Šta vi mislite?
So what is the solution to this? Help me to think. What would be your
rešenje?
Solution?
Šta bi moglo biti rešenje? The throne that was movable.
Okay. All right. So one suggestion is a movable throne, and we find this in the picture of the Old Testament, don't we?
Da, pokretni presto.
We don't find it in the sanctuary itself, in the Old Testament sanctuary.
Nije u svetinji da je pokretni presto.
But when we read about the heavenly sanctuary, the throne has wheels on it.
Ali ako čitate nebesku svetinju, vidjet ćete da ima točkove presto.
And so it does not have to be confined to the Holy of Holies.
Tako da nije vezan za svetinju nad svetinjom.
Okay, that's one good solution.
To je jedno dobro rešenje.
Any other possibilities that you might
još
think?
Još neke mogućnosti?
Yes.
Vezano za ovo što sam rekla, da li može to se nađe potvrda u Danilu 7:13, da kada je sin čoveči otišao i stao pred starca, pred starac pre toga i on sam.
Can we find a confirmation for this in Daniel 7:13? Before Son of Man came to the Father himself came to the first.
Okay, so you're suggesting, I want to make sure I'm getting it right, that you're suggesting the Father moves and then the Son moves. So they're both coming to a new place for the investigative judgment.
Tako da su obojica došli na novo mesto, istražni sud.
Okay, so here is another insight that does not have the Father and the Son separated.
To je još jedan uvid
before the Day of Atonement.
Kojim se ne razdvaja Otac i Sin.
Okay, good. Yes, this is one of Ellen White's early visions.
U ranim spisima ta vizija postoji.
Describes the movable throne.
Pokretni tron.
The Father going in.
Otac ulazi.
And then the Son going in.
Sin ulazi.
That's right. Good.
Dobro.
We still have the problem, however, that the throne is represented by the ark in the sanctuary.
And the ark imamo problem zato što je presto u svetinji nad svetinjama.
The ark is, at least in the type, it is in the Holy of Holies. in the type,
u najmanju ruku kao tip,
the throne, that which represents the throne is in the Holy of Holies, normally.
Obično ono što predstavlja prestoju svetinji nad svetinjom.
Some have suggested that there may be two thrones.
Neki su predložili možda ima I dva prestola.
My colleague Maxwell, Mervyn Maxwell, in his book on Revelation.
Maxwell u knjizi Apokalipsa.
Looks at the altar of, the table of showbread.
Kaže da je sto sa postavljenim hlebovima.
There are many similarities between the table of showbread and the ark.
Da postoje mnoge sličnosti između stola s postavljenim hlebovima I kovčega zaveta.
The only two articles of furniture that are exactly the same height.
To su jedini namještaj koji iste visine.
And they both have a crown around them.
Oba imaju krunu okolo, venac.
The table is on the north.
Sto je na sever.
Part of the sanctuary.
Deo svetinje.
And in Isaiah 14, Satan wanted to be on the throne of God in the sides of the north.
A u Isaiji 14, Satan je hteo da bude prestolu Božjem na strani severnoj.
And you have these two stacks of bread that he suggests may represent the Father and the Son on this table throne.
A onda imate I dve vekne hleba koje su predstavljale oca I sina, možda.
So there is a holy place throne, a throne of grace, if you please.
Možda je bio presto blagodati u svetinji.
And the holy of holies throne, the throne of glory.
A presto slave je u svetinji nad svetinji.
This is another suggestion.
To je još jedan predlog.
Do we have any other observations here?
Could we say that the ministry regarding the altar of incense that was connected with the Ark of the Covenant always were in connection, these two pieces of furniture. The smoke was coming to the throne.
Okay. Yes, I think here is another very... I hope you're writing these suggestions down. These are very helpful suggestions.
Ja verujem da evo pišete sve to što pričam.
This is another possibility.
To je još jedna mogućnost.
For bringing resolutions to this apparent contradiction in Hebrews.
Koja može da rešenje ovih protivurečnosti.
The table or the altar of incense was only in the holy place because the priest was the ordinary priest could not go into the holy of holies.
Dakle presto je bio ovaj kadijon oltar je bio u svetinji jer sveštenik nije mogao da uđe u svetinju nad svetinjom.
In the heavenly sanctuary, of course, that was not a problem.
A u nebeskoj svetinji možda to nije problem bio za Isusa.
And so perhaps the throne and the holy the altar of incense where intercession is made are together in the
možda
heavenly sanctuary.
Možda su presto i kadijon oltar jedan do drugog, zajedno.
I think this is another very good possibility.
I to je jedna od mogućnosti.
Stoji tu problem zašto onda postoji služba u kojoj sveštenik ne sme da ulazi šta je to trebalo da predstavlja.
There is a problem here. Maybe there is a priest was not...
Sveštenik po službi nije smeo da ulazi šta je to trebalo da predstavlja u antitipu.
According to his ministry, he was not able to enter into the most holy. What is that in antitype?
Well, here is where I suggest that the reason he could not enter was because he was sinful.
Grešnik je bio, zato nije mogao da uđe.
And he was not the high priest.
Nije bio prvosveštenik.
The high priest could only enter once in the year after he had made very special preparations for days to be
samo,
ready to be able to enter into the presence of God. Samo jednom u godini
mogao prosvešćeni I to uz velike pripreme.
And even when he entered, he had to back in like this, so he did not see the
čak I kad je ulazio, morao je leđima da bude okrenut. Nije smeo da vidi.
To put the censer there so that then the smoke would cover and he would be protected from the blinding glory of the Shekinah.
Bio je zaštićen od zasletljujuće slave Šekine, dakle moraju da...
So the type shows us as much as possible as it can of the reality and still recognizes humanity and sinfulness.
Tip nam pokazuje dosta stvari vezane za stvarnost, ali još uvek to je bilo grešni aspekt.
And here, I would say this would be part of the shift between the priest and this priest.
A to je deo I promene, dakle, iz
you know, this is what we have to suggest anyway as a possibility.
To je možda mogućnost.
Do we even know for sure that there is a veil that separates the holy place and the most holy place? Do we have any reference in Ellen White's writings that you found that there is a veil in the heavenly sanctuary?
Pronalazimo da je zavesa između svetinje, svetinje nad svetinjom. Ima dva, there are two compartments. Yeah.
Two compartments, but how about the veil?
Dva odeljenja, ali zavesa.
I don't think we have any explicit statement there is a veil.
Ne vjerujem da igde Ellen White spominje zavesu.
Ellen White is very clear in Great Controversy, there are two places.
Velikoj borbi kaže dva mesta.
But we're not sure that there is even a veil.
Ali nismo sigurni da ima zaves.
In fact, in Revelation 4 and 5,
u stvari, Otkrivenju 4 I 5,
where we see into the holy place,
gde vidimo ulaz u svetinju,
we see the lampstand,
vidimo svećnjak,
and what else?
I šta još?
The throne.
Vidimo presto.
Is it possible we're seeing into the holy place and then right on into the Holy of Holies?
Možda kad se uđe u svetinju, možda se odmah može ući u svetinju nad svetinjom.
We can't say for sure. I don't think we know for sure.
Ne znamo mi to zasigurno.
But this may be another way to explain this.
Ali možda je to još jedan način da se objasni ovo.
Let me give you one other way that I think we need to
da vam pružim jedan način kako možemo o ovome razmišljati.
When Hebrews says that Christ sat at the Father's right hand.
Kad Jevrejima kaže da je Isus seo s desne strane Oca.
Was Hebrews inventing that idea?
Da li Jevrejima izmišlja to?
Or was this coming directly from inspiration by God without any Old Testament background?
Ili ovo direktno nadahnuće bez starozavetne pozadine?
This is also a quotation.
To je citat.
From where?
Odakle? Psalm 110.
From Psalm 110. That's
opet
right.
Iz 110. Psalm, da.
Sit at my right hand.
Sedi meni s desne strane.
The Father says to the Messiah.
Kaže Mesiji Otac.
Until I make your enemies footstool.
Dok položim neprijatelje tvoje nogama tvojim.
The question is, what does that mean, sit at my right hand?
A pitanje je šta to znači, sedi s desne strane.
Is that geographical language?
Je to geografski jezik?
Or is that function language?
Ili je to funkcionalni jezik?
When you go to Psalm 110, you read a couple of verses later.
Kad idete u 110. psalm i pročitate par stihova kasnije.
And the Messiah says to the Father,
Mesija kaže Ocu,
you are at my right hand.
Ti si s moje desne strane.
Now wait a minute. How can the Son be at the Father's right hand and the Father be at the Son's right hand?
Kako može Otac da bude s desne strane Sinu i Sin s desne strane Ocu?
And then you read, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
A onda čitate i sedi meni s desne strane dok položim neprijatelje nogama tvojim.
This implies he will be sitting there at the Father's right hand until the enemies are defeated.
To bi trebalo onda da sedi s desne strane sve dok svi neprijatelji ne budu položeni.
And later in the psalm it has the Messiah out fighting against the enemies.
Vidimo i Mesiju koji se bori protiv neprijatelja u tom psalmu.
But wait, it said he would be sitting at the right hand until
the
enemies were defeated.
Ali stani, on kaže da, stanite malo, on kaže da će sedeti.
How can he be sitting at the Father's right hand and out fighting the enemies?
Kako možete da sedite s desne strane Oca i da se borite s neprijateljima?
The fact is that the phrase sitting at the right hand does not refer to location.
Dakle, sesti s desne strane nije lokacija.
It's true that when the king was coronated,
tačno je kad su krunisali careve,
or when he had a co-regent that came to rule next to him,
ili kad je imao suvladara koji je vladao s njim,
he would sit down and they would have this special ceremony together.
On bi seo i oni bi imali slavlje zajedno.
But then for the rest of their reign,
ali onda ostatak cele vladavine,
even if they were 1,000 miles apart from each other,
čak i ako su razdvojeni hiljade milja daleko,
they would be sitting at each other's right hand.
Oni sede, dakle, s desne strane, ovaj
kolada. It's not the language of location, but of status.
To nije lokacija, to je status.
It's like, I don't know, in English, we say, this is my right hand man.
U engleskom mi kažemo, ovo je čovjek desne ruke, moja desnica.
Do you have something like that here?
Yeah.
It means this is my helper. He's always there to help me.
Moj pomoćnik, uvek mi pomaže.
It doesn't mean that he's standing right here.
To ne znači da on stoji tu pored mene.
It describes his status.
Nego objašnjava status.
In 1 Kings chapter 8.
U prvoj carevima 8.
We have Solomon at the dedication of the temple. He's kneeling to pray.
Solomon na posvećenju hramu se
And what does he pray in his prayer?
Na kolenima moli. Šta se moli? Kaže, sedim s desne strane Bogu. Trona Božje. Ja ne vidim njega da sedi, on kleči. A on kaže, ja sedim.
This is 1 Kings 8, verses 14 and 15 and verse 20.
14 i 15.
You also find it in, I'll give you some other text where the same idea is used. 1 Kings 2, verse 12.
2:12 prva carevima
1 Kings 1 verses 46 and 35
1:46 i 35
1 Chronicles 29 verse 23
prva dnevnika 29:33
Jeremiah 17 verse 25
Jeremija 17:25
And then of course these ones we've just read Hebrews 1:3
i ova Jevrejima
Hebrews 8:1
Awesome. Yeah, then you don't expect them to know all of them.
No. I'm just giving you some examples.
Dakle, samo primere.
Hebrews 10:12.
Jevrejima 10:12.
Hebrews 12:2.
I 12:2 Jevrejima.
If you can just give me one example, like that 1 Kings one, you know, with the Solomon praying there.
Dakle, imamo još jedan primer sa Solomonom.
Or even from Psalm 110.
Ili čak i 110. psalma.
Where you can show that it's not literally talking about the right hand.
Dakle, ne govori se doslovno o desnoj ruci, s desnoj strani.
And so when Hebrews speaks about Christ at the right hand of the Father.
Kada Jevrejima, dakle, govori Isusu kao onom koji je s desne strane Otcu.
It's not locking him into the box of the most holy place.
To ga nije zaključalo u kutiju svetinje.
It's not primarily geographical language.
To nije prvenstveno geografski jezik.
And that is evident from the quotation he quotes from Psalm 110.
A to je dokaz iz Psalma 110, dakle citat.
So I think the problem with our critics
Problem sa našim kritičarima
is they have taken language which is clearly not geographical
je da su uzeli jezik koji nije geografski
not to be taken literally as describing a location
koji ne sme doslovno da se koristi da objasni lokaciju
and they have literalized it
oni su to doslovno prikazali
and therefore they've made a problem that doesn't really exist in the text
napravili problem koji u tekstu uopšte ne postoji
yes
Does it mean? Does it mean that son's place at the right hand means that God was pleased with him?
That's right. It's the status of being priest king, accepted as the having accepted his sacrifice, and now he is there as Melchizedek, as the new Melchizedek.
Sada je Melchizedek, da.
That's right. That's the point.
To je
Acceptance
point.
Into the status of
Prihvatanje u status
our priest king
sveštenika cara.
Mediating for us.
Posredovanje za nas.
And so this leaves room for Jesus still to move to the various apartments of the sanctuary to do his ministry.
On može u službi u funkciji svetinje da se kreće kroz svetinje.
And I think we have to realize that God is also also ruling the universe during these 1800 years.
Bog je vladao svemenu 1800 godina.
And so he sits upon his throne as he judges as he sends out his angels to do messages of
I on sedi na prestolu
responsibility throughout the universe.
I šalje anđele sa određenom odgovornošću po svemiru.
And we don't have to lock Jesus in a certain room, a certain place and the Father in another place for 1800 years.
Ne moramo da dakle zaključamo da tako se izrazim Isusa u svetinji, a onda posao svetilaca.
I'm glad I asked the question of you of what ideas you might have to bring reconciliation because you came up with some very good points.
Drago mi je što sam postavio pitanje za ovo, ste došli do veoma dobrih zaključaka da ovo se ovo pomiri.
I wish that I were taking notes while you were saying those things.
Bolje da sam hvatao beleške, dakle.
I'm going to go home and make myself a list of all of those different
da,
suggestions
da
that were made.
Da napišem listu svih predloga onda kad odem kući. He's typing.
Okay, yes.
In Acts 7:56. Dobro je što si to pitao, to je propovedao. There is, it's a very good question.
Yes.
It was about Stephen standing.
Right.
Jesus standing.
Yes.
Are you
patient enough to wait until tomorrow? We're going to deal with that tomorrow.
Možeš da sačekaš do sutra.
Because this is a very significant thing you're seeing.
Jer vidiš jednu važnu stvar.
To stand up means something important theologically in the courtroom scene.
Teološki, to što je on ustao, to je jako važno.
And we'll look at that tomorrow.
A to ćemo sutra da vidimo.
Okay? But it's not the same. It's not
Ali
the same as what's happening here.
Nije isto kao.
Good, you have rightly observed that.
Dobro si primetio. Ti imaš opet pitanje? Is there any connection? He's persistent. Is there any connection with suffering of Stephen?
Just short.
Yes or no?
Sure, I'll say yes.
Ima.
But I want to give the whole picture of it tomorrow.
Celu sliku ćeš dobiti sutra.
And if I don't get to the heart of your question tomorrow, then ask it again.
Ako opet ne dobiješ poentu sutra, onda opet.
All right. Other questions here?
Maybe if I say this it will imply answer. Is he sitting the image, the picture of beginning of the judgment?
Well, the answer that I give to your question will be the answer to his question. The standing means the beginning, not the beginning of the judgment, but the
ustajanje.
The verdict that is made.
Ustajanje nije početak sudnje,
nego
kraj.
The announcement that this is the verdict that is being given.
Sram vas bilo, sad ste razotkrili.
Yeah. That's right. You are very persistent to find that.
I told them that it would not be interesting then tomorrow.
I do not claim to have all of the answers to how the heavenly sanctuary is functioning and all of the answers about the divisions.
Ne smatram
of
da
the
imam
rooms.
Sve odgovore kako funkcioniše nebeska svetinja.
I do believe that it's important we don't just vaporize away the heavenly sanctuary.
Ali mislim da je važno da ne pretvorimo nebesku svetinju u nekakvu paru.
And say it's just a matter of functions up there. It's not a matter of Christ really doing something in a real place.
Dakle, i da preteramo, da kažemo da je samo funkcija važna, da nema stvarnog mesta.
Because Christ is doing this ministry on behalf of the onlooking universe who needs to understand the great controversy.
Jer on služi u stvari celom svemiru da im objasni tajnu velike borbe.
The onlooking universe has people who live in time and space.
A to su ljudi, taj svemir koji posmatra, su ljudi koji žive u prostoru i vremenu, dakle.
An abstraction would not help them to understand.
Abstrakcija im ne bi pomogla da shvate.
And so Jesus is doing this activity to clarify the solution to the sin problem.
Isus u stvari razjašnjava problem greha na taj način.
And so I think it's important that we realize that there are these real places in heaven where particular work is being done on our behalf.
Tako da je važno imati prostor na nebu gde je taj specifični.
It's also important for us.
To je za nas važno isto.
Jesus is really there working for us.
Gospod vlada tamo, Isus, dakle on za nas, u našu korist radi.
He's there forgiving our sins and covering us with his righteousness.
Pokriva nas pravdom njegovom.
And I don't want to try to describe it in too much detail because we're limited to know the heavenly reality.
Ne želimo da detaljišemo o kome jer smo ograničeni To su nebeske realnosti.
But I want to say in the words of C.S. Lewis that we referred to the other day.
Da kažem jezikom Lewisa kog smo citirali.
What's happening in heaven is not less real than we can imagine, it's more real. Ono što se
dešava tamo nije manje stvarno, nego je više stvar, stvarnije.
Okay, any other questions that we have here about the book of Hebrews? We're going to move on now this afternoon to another topic.
Ako ima još neko pitanje za vreme, može, popodne idemo na drugu temu.
If we don't have any questions, maybe I could take about 5 minutes and describe the assignments, the assignment for this class.
5 minuta ću da objasnim zahteve koje imam. Zadatak za ovaj čas, za predmet ovaj.
I would love to give you the 800-page reading assignment that I give to my class in the Doctrine of the Sanctuary.
Volio bih da vam dam 800 stranica čitanja koje dajem na mom predmetu.
But that would be unfair unless it were all translated into Serbian.
To nije fair, osim ako bi bilo sve prevedeno na srpski.
And so I'm not going to do that.
Tako da nećemo to uraditi.
But I do want to give one reading requirement.
Ali ću vam dati jedan zahtev čitanja.
And I haven't checked this with you, but does everyone have access to the book Patriarchs and Prophets and the book Great Controversy?
Da li svako ima Patrijarhi, Proroki i Veliku borbu?
In Serbian, right?
Na srpskom. Okay.
I want you to read the pages in Patriarchs and Prophets, the two chapters in Patriarchs and Prophets.
Dva poglavlja iz Patrijarha i Proroka ćete pročitati.
One that is called, at least in English, is called the Tabernacle and its Services.
Svetinja sa svojim službama.
Mm. And then there is one called the Festivals, on the Jewish Festivals.
I jevrijski praznici je druga glava.
I want you to review that and read that again in connection with this class.
To pročitajte sada u vezi s ovim predmetom.
And then there are two chapters from Great Controversy.
A dve iz Velike borbe, dva poglavlja.
One is called What is the Sanctuary?
Jedno je šta je svetinja.
And the other one is called The Investigative Judgment.
A drugo je istražni sud.
So four chapters of reading from Great Controversy.
Četiri poglavlja
Patriarchs and Prophets.
Iz ove dve knjige, dakle.
I've got to tell you, all the scholars that have written in the last almost 200 years, there's nothing better than those four chapters.
Sve što su teolozi napisali protekli 200 godina nema bolje od te četiri glave.
Solid biblical material and trustworthy material.
Biblijski materijal kojem možete verovati.
Okay, the other is, yes. It's called the Investigative Judgment.
Istražni sud.
Yeah. And if you wish to read in English, you can read it. If you'd rather read in English, whatever
engleski,
your language is best in to read in. So.
Čitajte na bilo kom jeziku koji vam se sviđa.
And then for the written, well, there of course there will be an examination.
Naravno, bit će ispit.
And I will give you on Friday,
u petak ću vam dati,
I think there are 10 questions.
10 pitanja.
That I will choose 2 or 3 from.
A dva i tri ćete moći da izaberete.
In other words, I will give you the exact questions for the exam.
Daću vam tačan broj pitanja.
Once you see the questions, you will realize I'm not really giving you anything that you already didn't know. These are very broad questions.
Vrlo široka pitanja. To svi ćete znati o čemu se radi.
Because really we're covering here during this semester 10 topics.
Jer u stvari sve ću vam dati. 10 tema ću vam dati iz celog semestra.
Summarize
celog predmeta.
Each topic with a general question.
A sumirat ću svaku temu sa opštim pitanjem jednim.
I don't believe in surprises for examinations.
Ja ni ne verujem u iznenađenja na ispitu.
But I expect that your answers will therefore be well prepared and will be answers that are
verujem da ćete
carefully
lepo
thought through.
Pripremiti da ćete pažljivo proći kroz sve to. So they can choose 2 or 3.
Well, I will let you, we will talk together and we'll decide how much time they have, mm-hmm. and then how many questions they can write, and then they will, but there will be a choice.
Maybe, biće izbor, samo nije još u skladu s vremenom jasno koliki izbor.
But I will not let you choose, if I just said you can choose 2 or 3, you will only study 2 or 3.
Dakle, ako, u stvari neću vam dati da izaberete na taj način, jer nećete proučavati 2, 3.
That will defeat the purpose of the of the
Vi ćete onda proučavati samo ta dva tri pitanja, al to će
so
ono
on the day of the exam,
na dan u stvari ispita,
I will perhaps write four questions and you can choose two of them or something like this. It's not during this week. It's later.
Čet.
It's after my wife's lectures.
Da, to je jedan predmet.
You will have time to study. You need to have time to review this material.
Odložit ćemo ispit za kasnije. Možda čak i u ispitnoj sedmici, vidjet ćemo.
So,
šta ne? I told them that it would be nice for them to do it in the examination week, but they don't know.
I will, you know, this is not my department. I will let you fight with the dean and decide with him, okay? So, yes. But I don't think it's wise for me to have the exam Friday because then there would be no time to study the things.
Nije, nema svrhe imati u petak ispit.
So I hope you don't mind that I delegate to my colleague here the responsibility for the setting of the exam date and of grading the exam.
On će meni delegirati to, a onda ćemo se mi dogovarati.
Okay, let's say just a word about your the one last part of the assignment is a project that I would invite you to do. Project.
Još jedan deo vaših zahteva je jedan projekat koji ćete napraviti.
It's a short project. I'm not asking for a lot.
Kratak, ne dug projekat.
And I'm suggesting that you have several opportunities to choose the kind of project you would like to choose.
I opet ćete imati mogućnost izbora projekta koji vam se sviđa.
I want you to choose something that would be the most meaningful for your ministry to bring together some materials that you have learned during this time.
Želeo bih da izaberete nešto što to što ćete uraditi da bude jako važno za vašu službu od materijala kog imate.
This could be two sermons perhaps.
Mogu bi da budu dve propovede recimo.
If you have learned something in particular that is fresh and new that you would like to prepare into a sermon.
Ako je nešto novo, sveže, da jednostavno bude oblikovano u propoved.
I think at least two of those.
Najmanje dve takve propovede.
Maybe you would wish to prepare a set of a Bible studies, maybe three Bible studies.
Možda hoćete biblijske časove da pripremite o svetinji, tri biblijska časa.
Using some of the fresh insights that you have learned from this class or from your own study.
Koristeći uvide sveže koje ste ovde na času dobili.
Those should not require any extra research.
To ne traži nekakvo istraživanje ekstra.
Some of you may wish to go deeper and study a topic that we've just barely touched on here.
Neki od vas će želiti da možda urade nešto dublje, a mi smo ovde samo po površini zagrebali nešto.
And so you could do a short research paper studying out some topic.
Možete onda napisati kratak naučni rad koji je posvećen toj temi.
Or the fourth option I would suggest is
četvrta opcija je
is an essay.
Napisati esej.
In which you describe your experience of coming to understand the sanctuary more fully.
U kome opisujete vaše iskustvo dubljeg doživljaja svetinje.
You may wish to describe what's happened this week in your own thinking about the sanctuary.
Možda ćete opisati šta se ove sedmice desilo u vašem umu kad ste razmišljali o svetinji.
You may wish to just meditate spiritually on what are the implications of this doctrine for my own personal life.
Možda ćete duhovno razmišljati koje su implikacije ove sad doktrine za moj lični život.
And write this up as a personal testimony that you could share with someone else.
Lično svedočanstvo koje ćete sa drugima deliti.
So you see, I am not wanting to put you into a certain mold.
Tako da neću da vas ukalupim.
I just want you to find some way that would mean the most to you to make this class practical for your ministry.
Tako da pronađete način da ovaj predmet bude praktičan za vašu službu.
Yes, Ruben.
A esej, koliko strana, pita Ruben.
I would like to leave this, let the standard be the two sermons. How long of two full sermons? How much time would you spend on a couple of sermons?
Standard će biti obima dve propovedi. Koliko obično treba za dve propovedi?
Spend the same amount of time that you would spend preparing two sermons.
Isti period vremena koji biste upotrebili za ove dve propovedi upotrebite za esej.
And I'm not going to say it has to be three pages or five or ten. I will let the Spirit guide you on that.
3, 5 i 10. Nek vas duh vodi u tom.
The true Spirit, I hope, yes.
pita Sanja koji deo ocene će biti ovo, tako? What percentage is that?
Let me confer with my colleague as to your acceptable grading practices here, and I'll announce that tomorrow. The essays, they will be graded, yes.
Da.
And either I will read them or we will consult together as to...
Ja, možda mu i pošaljem taj materijal, taj pisanje, yeah. Vidjet ćemo. Ali, yeah. Ok, mi ćemo to srediti.
Okay. All right, so that's enough for now. Let's break for, I guess we come back in
Moramo
about
da se vratimo za 5 minuta na aulu,
for our academic chapel.
Da, imamo akademsku aulu. A bit će tema o, to announce the topic or not?
Sure, go ahead.
Or to keep it secret.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Biće o seksualnosti u Bibliji.